Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back. rise and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and watch the valley gleam. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face.
Trail Mix 103.1.
One foot on the brake and one on the gas. Hey! That's Sammy Hagar on Trail Mix 103.1. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, the 30th of July. Great here with you to start a morning show with this six-pack. We're halfway through Bruno Mars, Sammy Hagar, Pat Benatar was in the middle there. Now I've got Sugar Ray, Cheap Trick, and the Eagles. Let's get to it on Trail Mix.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand how to work it out. Once again, as predicted, left my broken heart open and you ripped it out. Something's got me reeling.
Through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Wherever you go, Watching shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I wanna run to you, I wanna call. But I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the one. You were the first to be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Whenever you need someone to lay your heart upon, remember after the fire, after all the rain, I will be the flame. I will be the flame.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. It's
That's the Eagles on Trail Mix. Take it easy. Some great advice for the middle of the week. Good morning. Good morning. It is going to be a pretty darn beautiful day, but I mean, that's true for most of this week as it has been. Looking today at highs around that 76 degree mark. So we'll have to watch out where the heat index falls. And of course, there may be, we got that corn sweat thing going on. And yes, you can hear it when I say it. I feel like I'm swearing every time. That does not feel like a phrase that should be appropriate for public consumption. It just doesn't sound correct. It's just, I feel like I need to wash that off. Let's do so with our last laid-back summer keyword. Our last one. But as you've heard, we are picking a 13th qualifier on the spot before the grand prize drawing. So even if you haven't qualified yet and you missed this particular chance, you'll still have one more chance. Don't worry. Today's keyword for the laid-back summer is family. Last keyword, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Text that to us. You could be today's qualifier. One of our 13 qualifiers, including that last lucky 13th, will be the grand prize winner, a $600 recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Just text that keyword through the Civic Media app. I've got a fun day scheduled for today. Not with you, but I'm going to have fun. I kid. A standard one-size-fits-all boilerplate morning show in that I'm doing a bunch of weird stuff, nonsense, talking football, and probably changing the plan at the last minute. Buckle in. Stay tuned. Weather's up next on Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Gear up for Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, frog jumping, softball, chalk drawing, Northwest Community Credit Union sawdust dig, youth broadcasting, even a Park Falls Rotary pickleball tournament, and a whole lot more. Flamborama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com.
Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back.
That's Heart on Trail Mix 103.1, following a flock of seagulls, which always just feels weird to say. I know band names are weird, but that one just feels a little bit special. Three more coming at you, then our first dose of a double of history today, spreading it out so I can keep it lighter in each dose. It's almost like you'll get less history because I'm giving you more of it. See what I mean after these three more. And hey, text us the keyword family while you stay tuned. Here's the Killers.
I said, heaven ain't close in a place like this. Bring under my feet.
Information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Michael Jackson on Trail Mix 103.1. You're listening to The Morning Show. Gray here with you, and thank you for starting your day with your own backyard civic media radio station. You can both text us the keyword and listen free through the Civic Media app. So, I've got a bit of a surprising origin for something you know well. Today's date, but 1956, a joint resolution of Congress signed by the President Eisenhower at the time authorized the U.S. national motto, In God We Trust. That became the national motto 1956, 69 years ago today. It's thought now, at least by some, that the move was intended, surprisingly, to further distance Americans from Russians. And Russia had like a state atheism kind of system going on. So by proclaiming faith in God, Americans could be more American that way during, of course, the Cold War. Another opinion is that growing conservative reactions against the New Deal over time, you know, FDR's New Deal, rallied a religious cause, and that there's evidence from that in this particular motto, in the agreement in the country for it. And it's still super popular today, even among those who don't speak it for religious reasons. And speaking of, it is the position of the government that the usage of the phrase, In God We Trust, for ceremonial reasons, for currency and everything like that, renders it non-religious. It's this concept they call ceremonial deism that I hadn't heard of before. It's a really interesting thing that it's like, man, humans really invent some interesting ideas. But that's right, In God We Trust, but not for religious reasons, officially speaking, at least. And that's why dozens of challenges to the motto have failed and probably will in the future. Things worth knowing. History on Trail Mix. I've got a little bit more for you. A fun one. One of the most famous disappearances of all time took place on today's date 50 years ago. Weather up next. That tidbit after 7.
Trail Mix 103.1.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Trail Mix 103.1.